Greetings, and welcome to our spring podcast. Last month, my good friend Andy Higgins, Canadian coaching legend in track and field, passed away. And many of you will have heard me refer to Andy before because there are numerous quotes from him in my second book, Ignite the Third Factor. One of his many legacies is that he leaves behind a sizable list of coaches who were athletes that he coached. Carl Georgeski, the head coach at the University of Toronto, is one of his finest disciples. And here's what he had to say about Andy and Andy's coaching style. Now, Andy was an incredible man, gracious, compassionate, and gentle, and he touched the lives of so many young people. He literally changed our lives around for the better by showing us what was possible. And I love this comment. Like all great coaches, he had more confidence in our abilities than we did ourselves. And he guided his athletes without ever yelling or pushing or making them feel guilty about anything. It was not about earning coaching points for him. He always coached the person. And Carl finished his comments talking about what I want to talk to you about today. Andy was the type of coach who always let the athletes take credit for their incredible achievements. You would never ever find Andy with his arm around an athlete who had just won a meet. However, you could always find him close to an athlete who had just had a horrendous performance. He always made it perfectly clear that we were not our performances. And I would add to Carl's comment that Andy recognized in the disappointment or the setback, there is always gold in that negative emotion, developmental gold. Sandra Stark, who is responsible for the development of most of our programs at Performance Coaching, has written an in-depth article on how to deal with negative emotions in those who have had a setback or a failure. And I want to encourage you to take the time to read this excellent piece. Let me emphasize that this is especially true if you are a parent. On two occasions in the past few weeks, I have had the opportunity to talk to parents whose child had a very disappointing performance or outcome. One woman approached me at the end of a workshop to tell me that she had attended a presentation I did a few years back, and what she most remembered from that presentation was my comment that we spend way too much time protecting people from disappointment and failure. And that after such occurrences, we need to allow them to have their emotions, let them get in touch with their feelings, and not rob them of their experience by being too quick to jump in with support that waters down the emotion. Now that concept is counterintuitive, especially as a parent. And she said it was very hard to let her daughter sleep with her feelings that night. But when her and her husband discussed the performance with her daughter the following morning, it led to some important changes that have subsequently led to her daughter moving to a new level. Yes, it is hard to let our children have negative emotions when our natural instinct is to jump in and save them from being upset. But if you're going to be developmental, that's exactly what you need to do. The second example comes from my neighbors, whose son had failed to be drafted into the next level of his hockey career. And after letting their son sit with this overnight, they too had a great discussion the following day in line with what we had talked about a day earlier. You see, a setback is just giving you information, and it says you're not there yet. I mean, if you had what it took to get to the next level, you wouldn't have the setback. And sometimes it's about channeling the energy beneath the emotion, the negative emotion, and getting better at whatever you need to get better at to overcome what you're dealing with and move to the next level. But sometimes what the message is really saying is, yeah, you've climbed a tree, but it's the wrong tree. It's not for you. It's time for you to move on and metaphorically find another tree. I want to emphasize that understanding the concept of turning negative emotion into growth and development is not the same as being able to do it. So do take the time to read Sandra's excellent article. It will help you immensely in parenting and in all performance situations where someone has had a setback or a failure and you are taking responsibility for helping them get better. Let's move on. Now, in June, you can look forward to receiving what has become an annual tradition for us, our summer reading list. There's great variety in this year's list because each of us has such different interests. And I will resist the temptation of suggesting that mine is the must-read on the list. There, you've just discovered how well I resist temptation. And finally, Canadian men's basketball coach Roy Rana was our guest speaker at this year's Klein event. And Roy talked about building a winning culture at Basketball Canada with the men's team. You will find in this newsletter some clips from Coach Rana I know you will enjoy. As most of you are aware, I work with Roy and the men's team. One of the things that he does to build culture is encouraging touching. Now, this is another one of those counterintuitive things because it's not encouraged in the workplace. But the touching that he talks about would fit well in any workplace. Fist pumping. Fist pumping. There's no clutching or grabbing or hugging in the simple act of making contact, connecting with another human being. And Roy always sits in the front seat of the bus. And when we enter the bus, he fist pumps everybody. At the end of practice, when we huddle at center court, after his closing remarks, he encourages every one of us to touch everyone else when we break the huddle before we head on to do whatever else we're about to do. And it connects us very strongly as a group. And I can see no reason why you couldn't do this at the end of a meeting in your organization as a way of starting to team build. So let me give you an imaginary fist pump as a thank you to you for getting to the end of this podcast and being a willing participant with me. I'm very happy to have you on my team. Actually, it's our team.